Recorded Books in RB Digital present The Damascus Cover by Howard Kaplan. Narrated by George Waddell. Chapter 1. September 21st. Dov Elon sat in the dirt in his cell, leaning against the whitewashed wall. The cubicle, 3 feet by 5 feet, was windowless. The air stank of urine. A can, his washbasin, lay on its side in one corner. A thin blanket covered the mound of damp straw piled in the other. Dove's eyes rested on the food trap in the door. Not long before, he'd heard the banshee cry of the muezzin beckoning the Muslim inmates to prayer. He assumed a bowl of jasmine tea would soon be pushed through the food trap, but he wasn't sure. The previous day, he'd been transferred from Tadmor prison, near the ancient Greek ruins of Palmyra, in the north, to Sijin al-Maza, on the outskirts of Damascus. He didn't know if his new guards would feed him regularly or at random intervals, so he waited, listening for approaching footsteps, not moving, for every shift in position arched pain through his bruised body. After a while, he closed his eyes. The minutes fell away. There were no sounds. The silence hummed in his ears. With the grating of wood against metal, the heavy door swung open, jarring Dove out of semi-conscious stupor. "Get up," the guard said in Arabic. Although the Israeli understood his captor perfectly, he didn't respond. "Stand up!" The guard gripped his kurbash, a leaden whip made from the coarse hairs of a bull's tail. "My pleasure," Dove said, struggling to his feet, refusing to let the pain rippling through him register on his face. Several of his ribs were cracked, and the open wounds on the backs of his legs, inflicted by palm frond lashings, festered with infection. Haltingly, Dove followed the guard through the dimly lit underground corridor, past two narrow passages lined with the 14 al-Adem, death row cells. Then past the damp Mo'aybed section containing those serving life sentences, until they reached an iron gate. The guard fitted a single key into the lock, the bolt clattered, and the metal squeaked loudly as he pushed the gate open. Farther on, the corridor walls changed from gray to white. As they mounted a flight of concrete stairs, the temperature rose. By the time Dove was led into the second-floor interrogation room, lines of perspiration glistened on his brow. In the center of the room stood a high straw stool, supported by wooden legs. Opposite was a desk, uncluttered, with an upholstered chair. The plaster walls were bare, the lone window closed, the blades of the fan overhead still. The guard motioned to the stool with the butt of his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?